Country Legends Jukebox with Jay Dean, where the legends come alive.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to a very special Country Legends Jukebox. My name is Jay Dean. Next weekend, Sunday, May 5th, is my 60th birthday. I was born May 5th, 1964, so next week, I'll be spinning all of my favorite country songs of all time for my 60th birthday party. This week, we're going to feature the year that I was born and play a lot of songs from 1964. We're going to kick it off right now with a young lady that got her start in 1964 with a massive number one song written by Bill Anderson. It's Connie Smith and Once a Day.
When you found somebody new, I thought I never would forget you, for I thought then I never could. But time has taken all the pains away. Until now, I'm down to hurting once a day. Once a day.
Classic country. This is Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
Just pour me sorrow on the rocks, bartender, sorrow on the rocks will do. I'm trying to drown my trouble, so make it a double.
The seat of my pants is slick from a bar stool, and my hand's in the shape of a glass. My eyes look like a road map of Georgia, and it's a shame I've lost my class. One broken heart can do strange things to a fella who can't take pain. But in this 100-proof condition, I ain't in no position to take her back again.
So pour me sorrow on the rocks, bartender, sorrow on the rocks will do.
Looks like the hair on my head ain't never met a comb, and my face is a bearded mess. My hand shakes lightly, and I have to walk lightly, or I weave from right to left. The music on the jukebox don't mean a thing, 'cause I'm too far gone for a song. I sure feel bad, 'cause my baby ain't here, and I'm sorry that I done her wrong.
So pour me sorrow on the rocks, bartender, sorrow on the rocks will do. I'm trying to drown my troubles, so make it a double. So pour me sorrow on the rocks,
tender sorrow on the rocks will do. I'm trying to drown my troubles.
Country Legends Jukebox from our featured year of 1964. There is the great Porter Wagoner and Sorrow on the Rocks. We'll continue with our attack on 1964, coming up with Johnny Cash in about 3 minutes. But we're going to break from 1964 and do our Inspiration Corner for today. And our featured artist today for the Inspiration Corner is Bobby Helms. Bobby Helms had a monster year in 1957. He had 3 big hits in 1 year: My Special Angel, Fraulein, and the all-time Christmas classic Jingle Bell Rock. All 3 of those in 1 year, 1957. We're going to feature a gospel song from Bobby Helms. Here he is singing What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we all.
Listening to Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he will answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's creed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched an honor. Everybody shook his hand, but he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira'd done, and when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise a flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Country Legends Jukebox, what an emotional song, The Ballad of Ira Hayes. Just one of many big hits that Johnny Cash had in the year of 1964. Hey, we're celebrating my 60th birthday next weekend on the show, and if you feel the urge to send me a birthday card or maybe a contribution to help out with Country Legends Jukebox, when I kick off my next segment, I'm going to give you an address. So grab a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen or a marker, whatever you'd like, and I'll give you that address when the next segment starts. Here's another one from 1964. Marty Robbins, the cowboy in the continental suit.
Well, he walks out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute. But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word. He walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. $1,000 went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. I mean, a horse was never born than the one they called a Brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. He walked up very slowly, put his hand upon the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he lit it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. Buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He
stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck, and he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a brute. Set like he was born there in his continental suit. The brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground, kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch, he came to ride the brute. And he came to ride the buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me. He said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see, but I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the brute, ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. The stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot. This sure enough bronc buster in a continental suit.
Country Legends Jukebox. Marty Robbins was just so good, wasn't he? The cowboy in the continental suit. Coming up in the next segment, George Jones and Stonewall Jackson. Stonewall will be the subject of our Remake Heaven segment. And grab a piece of paper and a pen. I'll tell you an address if you feel compelled to send me a birthday card for next weekend, or maybe a contribution to help out with Country Legends Jukebox. I'll give you that address, and we'll kick off the second segment of the show for this weekend, coming up right after these messages.
Country Legends Jukebox with Jay Dean, where the legends come alive.
Welcome back to your favorite show on the radio, everybody. It's Country Legends Jukebox. My name is Jay Dean. We're having a party this weekend and next weekend. Next Sunday, May 5th, is my actual 60th birthday, and I cannot believe I'm almost at 60 already. Where in the world did time go? So we're going to have a big birthday party next week, and if you feel compelled to send a birthday card, it would be greatly appreciated. I would love to have a card shower. And if you would like to send a donation with to help out with Country Legends Jukebox, that would be accepted as well. You can send it to J. Dean, 18 Linda Lane, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57401. That's J. Dean, 18 Linda Lane, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57401. So this week we're featuring songs from 1964. Stonewall had a big hit. It's part of our Remake Heaven coming up next. But you know who else had a big hit in 1964? Oh, guy by the name of George Jones.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's sprung a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I'm a red right down in ball. Now the race is on and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place.
Now the race is on, and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratch for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all.
Country Legends Jukebox with J. Dean, where the legends come alive.
Don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. Just to remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man. And my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine. Well, I recall the first time that I flirted with you, dear, when I jokingly said, come and be my bride. Now the time has turned the pages, it's the sweetest joke on earth, that I have you, dear, forever by my side. Maybe someday you're gonna hurt me. I've been hurt in love before. Only God can know, and time alone will tell. But in the meantime, I'll keep loving you with all my heart and soul, and pray God to let it last if it's his will. So don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. Just remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man. And my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine.
Country Legends Jukebox. There's one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life, Stonewall Jackson. Don't Be Angry, from my birth year, 1964. And it's our remake heaven for today. The original is Stonewall Jackson. And that great, great tune called Don't Be Angry. Well, that came out in 64. 12 years later, in 1976, Donna Fargo would take the same song into the top 10.
Come on.
Thank you for listening to Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
Once we were so happy, you were my very own. Then you bought that guitar and ruined our happy home. You told me that you're gonna be a star. Well, I'm tired of playing second fiddle to an old guitar. You gaze at that guitar on your knee in a way that you never look at me. This love affair of yours has gone too far, and I'm tired of playing second fiddle to an old guitar. You said it wouldn't be long till you'd be number one, that we'd have lots of money and we'd have lots of fun. Well, all you've done is pick and grin and sing off key so far, and I'm tired of playing second fiddle to an old guitar. You gaze at that guitar on your knee in a way that you never look at me. This love affair of yours has gone too far, and I'm tired of playing second fiddle to an old guitar. I've talked and preached and fought with you and tried most everything. If you keep a-picking that old guitar, then I'm a-gonna sing.
Country Legends Jukebox. Love that lady, Jean Shepherd, second fiddle to an old guitar. That was a top five hit back in 1964 for Jean Shepherd. When I would go backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, I could go room to room back then and visit with the artists. And Jean Shepherd was one of my favorite to talk to. She was funny. She was absolutely killer funny. And she wouldn't even try to be funny, and she would have you rolling on the floor. Great, great lady. We're going to break from 1964 for one tune. It's time for a little Western swing, and it's Asleep at the Wheel doing the old Bob Wills classic called The San Antonio Rose.
San Antonio. moon in all your splendor, know only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of San Antone, lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own. Oh,
broken dreams, empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. And that moonlit path beside the Alamo, and rose, my rose of San Antone.
Country Legends Jukebox. There's another band that's going to be pulling off the road in the near future. Asleep at the Wheel. Old Ray Benson's been doing this for a long, long time. If you've never seen them, try to see them before they end their road tour, because they are absolutely fantastic in concert. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with 1964 on our minds and the new segment, Songs That I Thought Would Be a Hit, also coming your way in just a few minutes. So keep it tuned right here.
Country Legends Jukebox with J. Dean, where the legends come alive.
Hey, we are having some fun this week on Country Legends Jukebox. My name is J. Dean, so glad you're with as we're warming up for my 60th birthday party next weekend. I turn 60 on Sunday, May 5th, so next weekend show will be me spinning all my favorite songs from my years growing up in country music. Today, though, we're featuring the songs from the year I was born, 1964. We're going to have Bobby Bear coming up in a little bit. I also have your new segment, Songs I Thought Should Have Been a Hit. I have a great tune coming up for that today. But first of all, let's get into another one from 1964. It was a big year for Buck Owens and the Buckaroos.
Oh, my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel a trembling in my knees. And just to know you're mine until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat. Well, I did a double take the day I met you. My heart turned to flip as I stood next to you. And I knew right there I never could forget you. For you are my every dream come true. And my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel a trembling in my knees. And just to know you're mine until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat. Came into my life without a warning, and you turned my cloudy skies from gray to blue. You're my sunshine that comes up every morning. Yes, you are my every dream come true. And my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel a trembling in my knees. And just to know you're mine until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat.
We are preserving the history of country music. We are keeping the greatest music in the world alive. This is Country Legends Jukebox with J. Dean.
strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all these things that won't change, come what may. But my good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. I may go out to Alberta, weather's good there in the fall. Got some friends that I could go to working for. Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I ask you one more time. But we've been through that a hundred times or more. If I get there before the snow flies and things are going good, you could join me if I'd send you down the fair. But if you wait until it's winter, it would do no good, for the wind sure can blow cold way out there. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all these things that won't change, come what may. But my good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way.
Country Legends Jukebox. Man, the music was good in 1964. There's Bobby Bear and his great big hit called Four Strong Winds. One of my absolute favorite songs in 1964 came from Ned Miller. We're going to hear that in about 3 minutes from right now. Welcome to the new segment called Songs I Thought Should Have Been a Hit. And this one happened in 1990. I played the grooves off of this record, and it only made it to number 31 on the charts, and then it fell backwards. I was so disappointed. It's Southern Pacific, my favorite 80s band, doing a song written by Del Shannon called I Go to Pieces. Now, I Go to Pieces became a top 10 hit for Peter and Gordon in 1965. It was the duo's fourth single, and it was their first song not to be written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. It was written by the great Del Shannon. Here is the song that I thought should have been a hit from 1990, my favorite 80s country band, Southern Pacific, and their a cappella version of I Go to Pieces. Get ready for this.
When I see her walking down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes, look the other way, but they don't listen to a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna cry. I go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by.
Boom, 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 boom.
I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna cry. I go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Well, I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. But she hurt me so much inside. But now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna cry. I go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. I go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. I go to pieces and I cry.
Thank you for listening to Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
He couldn't move a mountain, nor pull down a big old tree. But my daddy became a mighty big man with a simple philosophy. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well. Sometimes he'd kiss my mother and hold her tenderly. Then he'd look across the top of her head, then he'd wink and say to me, do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well. Well, he was a man of laughter, but of tragedy he came by. The tears ran free and he'd say to me, never be afraid to cry. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well. Today I still remember, just like yesterday, about a mighty big man with a mighty big heart and a mighty few words to say. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well. Do what you do, do well.
Country Legends Jukebox. I was born in 64 in Britton, South Dakota. My grandparents lived in Britton as well, and they had that record in the basement, and every time I went down, that was put on the stack of 45s to play. Ned Miller and Do What You Do, Do Well. We'll continue with some songs from 1964 coming up, but taking us out of hour one, the great Mark Chestnut and a great tune called Old Country.
City sun goes down at night, making way for neon lights. Country boys looking at the moon. City girl is dressed just right. She
She may stay out late tonight. Country boy just plowed today till noon. From Birmingham to Ohio, how they met nobody knows. But every now and then they get together. She used to wanna climb the walls. She never really been loved. Came to town. He's the first one to the room. Ice and drinks will be up soon. Everything is perfect when she walks in. They kiss and hold each other tight. They know what's in store tonight. They're not someplace they have never been. Birmingham to Ohio, how they met nobody knows. Every now and then they get together. She used to wanna climb the wall. She never really been loved at all. Until old country came to town. She used to wanna climb the walls. She never really been loved at all. Not until old country came to town.
Country Legends Jukebox. Did you know that song was written by Bobby Harden from the Harden Trio? They had Tippy Toeing as a big hit. Yeah, Bobby wrote that Old Country for Mark Chestnut. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and for our Forgotten 45 today, we're going to go back into the 1970s and play a song that was another one of those phenomenon songs that were everywhere across the world. You're going to love it. You'll be able to sing along coming up in just a couple of moments.
Country Legends Jukebox with Jay Dean, where the legends come alive.
Hey there. Welcome to hour number two of Country Legends Jukebox. My name is Jay Dean. You know, there was another song back in 1976 that became a worldwide phenomenon. I say that because it wasn't just number one in the United States. It was number one in dozens of countries all over the world. I'm going to tell you about the song and what it means, and we'll play it for you in about 6 minutes from right now. Next Sunday, May 5th, is my 60th birthday, so next week's show will be all my favorite music from the country music era that I love so much. And this week, we're featuring the year I was born, 1964. My favorite Dottie West song came out in 1964. You'll hear that in about 2.5 minutes. But kicking off this hour is Farron Young and Margie Singleton, Keeping Up with the Joneses from 1964.
Well, the Joneses bought a new house. We did too.
Then a new car, so we bought one too.
'Cause we had to keep up with the Joneses. It was the
Then the Joneses start going out on the town.
And that's when the Joneses started going down.
But we had to keep up with the Joneses. So we started making the rounds.
Then suddenly it happened, their love fell apart.
Now the Joneses aren't the same as before.
And we couldn't let the Joneses get ahead of us.
So now we're not us anymore.
Now old Jones is getting ready for the trial.
Guess we'll follow them in single file.
'Cause we've got to keep up with the Joneses. Don't you wish that the Joneses would cry? Yes, we had to keep up with the Joneses. Oh, don't you wish that the Joneses would cry?
It's all about the memories. The songs that bring back the memories of the days gone by. Let's hear another classic on Country Legends Jukebox with Jay Dean.
Jukebox from 1964. Man, there was a lot of good music in 64. There is the beautiful Dottie West, and Here Comes My Baby. She wrote that with her former husband, Bill West, and it was also a huge pop hit for one of my all-time favorite pop singers, the great Perry Como, took that to number one. Welcome to your Forgotten 45 for today. I have a fun one today. This came on the other day while I was getting cleaned up in the morning, and I thought, we got to play this on the show this week. Back in 1976, there was this song that came out that was a worldwide phenomenon. It was called Paloma Blanca by the George Baker Selection. And he's a Dutch musician that wrote the song. Paloma Blanca means white dove. And George Baker said that the song is about a poor South American farmer who works hard all day and then at night sits by a tree and dreams of being a white dove with all the freedom that the white dove has. Now listen to this. This song was such a phenomenon. It went number one in Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, Finland, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, South Africa, Sweden, Switzerland, the United States, and West Germany. This song was also the number one song of the entire year in these countries, Belgium, the Netherlands, and West Germany, and it was the number one easy listening song in 1976 in the United States. Get ready, boys and girls, it's a fun one. Our Forgotten 45 is Paloma Blanca by the George Baker Selection.
Thank you for listening to Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
Well, I know where you're going and who's gonna meet you there. I know how late you'll be coming home.
but guess who doesn't care? Tonight I'll step out too, and since I won't be here, happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. My best wishes may be early, but I'm not sticking around to bake a cake for your birthday while you're out running around. She can help you celebrate, may she bring you lots of cheer. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. Now I've made my mind up, played seconds long enough. You think I don't mean it, so you're gonna call my bluff. But I'll be busy packing while you're holding her near. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. My best wishes may be early, but I'm not sticking around to bake a cake for your birthday while you're out running around. She can help you celebrate, may she bring you lots of cheer. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy, Happy New Year.
Country Legends Jukebox number one in 1964 from the great Loretta Lynn. That is called Happy Birthday. We're playing songs from 1964. And the duo of Flat and Scruggs had a number one song from a TV show back in 1964. And the song became number one in 64. And it's not the Beverly Hillbillies theme. It's a different one. So what show was it? Well, it was a show created by Paul Henning that ran from September 1963 until April 1970. The series took place at the Shady Rest Hotel, which was run by a lady named Kate Bradley. Her three daughters, Billie Jo, Bobby Jo, and Betty Jo, and her uncle, Joe Carson, also were in the hotel. The Petticoat Junction was created upon the success of Paul Henning's previous shows, like the Beverly Hillbillies and Green Acres and shows like that. So here it is, folks. Flat and Scruggs, number one from 1964. The theme from Petticoat Junction. I used to love that show.
Come and ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction. There's a little hotel called the Shady Rest at the Junction. Petticoat Junction.
It's run by Kate, come and be her guest at the Junction.
Petticoat Junction.
And that's Uncle Joe, he's moving kinda slow at the Junction.
Petticoat Junction.
Ah, that was so good. Such a good show. Petticoat Junction. The theme came out, was a hit in 1964. So I have to be honest with you, I'm turning 60 next week, and it's kind of bothering me because it just seems like a number I thought I'd never get to. I would love to get birthday cards from all over the world because this show plays all over the world. I would love to get a birthday card from every section of the world that the show plays on. If you would like to do that, and maybe send a little contribution to help out Country Legends Jukebox, or just a birthday card, whatever you'd like, you can send it to this address, J. Dean, 18 Linda Lane, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57401. That's J. Dean, 18 Linda Lane, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57401. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More great tunes from a great year, 1964, coming up.
Country Legends Jukebox with J. Dean, where the legends come alive.
Hey, howdy, partner. Welcome back to the show. It's Country Legends Jukebox. My name is J. Dean. Hey, do not forget, every show I have ever recorded, over 7 years of shows, waiting for you at CountryLegendsJukebox.com. I've been talking to some of our fans from around the world on Facebook, and some of them have been starting at show number one and working their way up to where they're at, and sounds like a lot of fun. So check it out at CountryLegendsJukebox.com. We're featuring songs today. Most of the songs today are from 1964, the year I was born. May 5th, 1964, in Britton, South Dakota, by the way. I mentioned that Johnny Cash had a huge year in 64. We're going to do one more from him right now. It Ain't Me, Babe.
Go away from my window, leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. Now, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'll only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who'll promise never to part. Someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart, someone to die for you and more, but it ain't me, babe. Now, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. You say you're looking for someone to pick you up each time you fall, to gather flowers constantly and to come each time you call, and we'll love you for your life and nothing more, but it ain't me, babe. Now, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
Make sure to like us on Facebook. Just type in Country Legends Jukebox and you'll find our page. And thank you for making Country Legends Jukebox your favorite show.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up
and a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I love the girl, in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan,
the daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love to Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love,
I wrote my love
in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm a-coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest rack in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're a wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father-in-law your Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him, least of all the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. For the happiest man.
Country Legends Jukebox. I think in 1964, that song was one of the crown jewels for Lefty Frizzell. Saginaw, Michigan, a big hit for Lefty Frizzell back in 1964. So I entered the world on May 5th, 1964, less than 3 months later, on July 31st, 1964, Jim Reeves was exiting this world. And in 1964, Jim Reeves had one of the most beautiful songs out there, Welcome to My World.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my heart, your cares behind. Welcome to my world, built with you in mind. Knock and the door will open. Seek and you will find. Ask and you'll be given the key to this world of mine. I'll be waiting here with my arms unfurled, waiting just for you. World. just for you. Welcome to my world.
Country Legends Jukebox with J. Dean,
where the legends come alive.
On the Chisholm Trail it was midnight. Carmelo was strong on his mind because of the life he had chosen. Carmela had left him behind. Too long he'd been El Bandido. Carmela had left him alone. But today someone brought a message. She'd been seen in old San Antone. Cross the Brazos at Waco. Ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco. I'm safe when I reach San Antone. He glanced back over his shoulder. The posse was nowhere in sight. He'd sent for Carmela to meet him on the banks of the Brazos tonight. She was waiting and he kept the promise he had made such a long time ago. As he dropped the guns that she hated in the muddy Brazos below. Cross the Brazos at Waco. Ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco. I'll walk straight in old San Antone. Then the night came alive with gunfire. He knew that at last he'd been found. As the Ranger's badge showed brightly, El Bandido lay on the ground. Carmela knew he was dying, that all of her dreams were in vain. As she kissed his lips for the last time, she heard him whisper again. Cross the Brazos at Waco. Ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco. I'm safe when I reach San Antone. I'm safe when I reach San Antone.
Country Legends Jukebox, big hit in 1964 for Billy Walker, Cross the Brazos at Waco, and we're going to do another song. You know, back in the 60s, there was a lot of songs about tragedies, about car accidents and people drowning and all kinds of different things, and there was one in 1964 that became a big hit and really solidified this guy as a country star, but mostly as a bluegrass artist. The song is called Widowmaker. It's Jimmy Martin from 1964.
Widowmaker, Widowmaker, were the words so bright and big, painted across the bumper. Kissed Wanda and then climbed into his rig. Said he'd be back a Tuesday night, so plan on something big. That big red diesel roared to life and Bill was hella bound. The wheels were humming, Wanda Ann, as he rolled out of town. 2000 RPMs were showing on the tack, but no one knew this was the last long ride for Billy Mack.
Widowmaker, Widowmaker, only Bill could understand what's going to make a widow out of pretty wonderland.
Just a few more miles and Bill was on that mountain range. We're dead ahead, a pickup full of kids block both the lane. Bill hit the air and then he failed, his trailer sliding sway, and the pickup driver made no move to help him clear the way. He just had time to think of Wanda as he fought the wheel. Then Billy Mack was buried under 20 tons of steel. One life for 10 has always been a diesel driver's code.
That's why Billy slung that Widowmaker off the road.
Songs of Tragedy. There you go, Widowmaker from the great Jimmy Martin on that one. We'll take a break. We're going to come back with one more segment of songs from 1964. Next week will be my 60th birthday party on Country Legends Jukebox. I actually turn 60 on May 5th. And when I come back, if you haven't heard my address to send a card to, I will give it to you one more time. Like I said, I'd love to get cards from all over the world where my show plays. It would just be such a great honor. We're back with one more segment coming up next.
Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
Hey there! Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of Country Legends Jukebox for today. My name is Jay Dean, and we're playing songs from 1964, the year I was born. Next Sunday, May 5th, I will turn 60 years old. We'll have a birthday party next week on the show as I play all of my personal favorites from my lifetime. Should be a fun show again next week. Like I said, I would be honored to receive cards from all over the world where my show plays. If you're listening, wherever you are, I would love it if you took the time and put a card in the mail. And if you want to make a donation to Country Legends Jukebox to keep it going, that would be great too. Here's my address. You can send it to J. Dean, 18 Linda Lane, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57401. That's J. Dean, 18 Linda Lane, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57401. A great big TV star back in the 60s had a great big country hit. You're going to hear that coming up next. First of all, from 1964, Your Heart Turned Left and I Was on the Right. Here comes Possum, George Jones.
Your heart turned left and I was on the right. You couldn't have hurt me more with dynamite. Thought I was your destiny, but just before you got to me, your heart turned left and I was on the right. I almost had the battle won. What could I have said and done that put you in another's arms tonight? I don't know where I lost out, I just know without a doubt, your heart turned left and I was on the right. Your heart turned left and I was on the right. You couldn't have hurt me more with dynamite. Thought I was your destiny, but just before you got to me, your heart turned left and
I was on the right. Now my poor heart just moans and groans. I walk around just kicking stones. Old Cupid sure won't get another bite. Honey, why'd you lead me on? Without a warning, you were gone. Your heart turned left and I was on the right. Your heart turned left and I was on the right. You couldn't have hurt me more with dynamite. Thought I was your destiny, but just before you got to me, your heart turned left and I was on the right. Yeah, your heart turned left and I was on the right. Your heart turned left and I was on the right.
Country Legends Jukebox with J. Dean, where the legends come alive.
They lie in boot hills all through the West. The outlaws, the gunslingers, the Billy the Kids, and worse. Say a fellow like the coward that shot Bill Hickok in the back. There's always one like that in every time of history. Most of them were varmints, but every once in a while, in one of them, there may have lived a man. He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching a six gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. And then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo. One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east and he went west. I took to law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame, all through the West they feared the name of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." And so at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later, he lay dead. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was there shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo.
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Ringo, 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 Ringo.
Country Legends Jukebox, there you go, from 1964. That is Ringo, and it was Canadian actor Lorne Greene singing it. He, of course, played the Papa Ben Cartwright on Bonanza, as you could tell by the voice. And that was a pretty big hit for him as well. All right, we're going to continue our attack on 1964 songs. This was a good one. I really, really enjoyed this song. It was by the great Skeeter Davis, Gonna Get Along Without You Now.
Country Legends Jukebox with J. Dean,
where the legends come alive.
Of you, hoping somehow I'll feel better, and when the smoke is gone, I won't want you. Is gone, then I'll be free.
Country Legends Jukebox, there goes Ray Price, Burning Memories, a big hit from 1964. That's going to wrap up our 1964 fun today. Wasn't that crazy? There was a lot of great music, and I even missed a whole bunch of songs that I could have added as well. Next week will be my 60th birthday party, so don't miss it. Taking me out of here, some Alabama one time. Legends Jukebox, one of the many, 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 many number one hits. There's a fire in the night. There goes Alabama taking us home. We'll see you next weekend for my 60th birthday party. Country Legends Jukebox is a Ty Mitch production.